Okay, so we're going to pick up by the lochas of Talis. So the locha says that Talis, which is in Kapelis, it's also, it's not Machasa Rav Kufay. If it covers part of the body, Mishabrus is possibly part, you need Rav of the body, so then it's not considered a problem. So if the Talis is hanging down, covering a person's back, that's at least that far down, it seems like he's raised up the edges of the talus, as long as he hasn't picked them up and put them back on his shoulder, so that's mutter. Wearing the talus around your neck, so he says over there, the mokum where that's considered a common thing that people will do, it's not considered a masui. He does point out that when you learn hilchos tzitzis, that you're not yotzi. The Prima Gana points out over here that that's, this baggage is not chayiv in tzitzis. Because you know, if you, that's how you wear it, the chiyuv of the talus is you have to wear it in a way which is mechasa the gufay. So wearing a talus around your neck is nice for the photo op, but it doesn't do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So then the problem is, if that's true, why don't we say that now the tzitzis are considered a masui? As we'll see in a second, there are cases where the tzitzis are considered a masui. You're carrying the tzitzis. So Rabbi Elocha brings this prima gadim, and he says that since all the tzitzis are there, so it's not a problem that you have tzitzis that you need to be masakin, etc. And they are annoying for the beggar because they look nice. So that's not a problem considered a masui. The same way where a person wears a talus balayla, a person wearing a talus at nighttime, even if all the lilas loves on tzitzis, we don't consider the tzitzis to be considered a masui because they're annoying for the beggar. And that's just that. You learn the hilchos tzitzis back to Simeon Yud Gimel. It says that if the tzitzis are worn, not Simeon Yud Gimel, Simeon Aleph, if the tzitzis are worn around the neck, something which is worn just around the neck, is not chayiv. Is not the Ramah brings is not chayiv in tzitzis. It's a Beis Yosef. Is a limud schus where there's people who are wearing this four-cornered garments around their neck, and they weren't putting tzitzis in, which is basically our scarves. Scarves are four-cornered garments, and we wear them around the neck. So normally they're not large enough to be considered problematic. But some of the larger ones would be theoretically a problem. So he says a limud schus is that it's worn around the neck, everything in front. That's not the derech to wear. It doesn't cover the body. And that's not the derech to wear talus. It's not chayiv in tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch brings a shita which learns if a person has a sutra which is around his shoulders. Then maybe that should be a problem that it's gonna fall off or something of that sort. So maybe you should need to tie it onto your finger. So he says, no, even if you don't, even though it's not machas rosh v'rubay, I'm sorry. So you don't need that to cover it, be tied onto your finger. But if it's not machapa rosh v'rubay, it says you should tie the two parts, the two pieces in the front together, two sides together. Certainly, that's a negat to a person wearing a scarf, that the scarf should be, you know, so nowadays that's the way people, that they tuck the scarf in, that's considered that it's mahudik, and it's not a problem. If a person is wearing a scarf loosely, theoretically this should be a problem. Maybe you should, person would put it inside a jacket and button his jacket. If a person's wearing tzitzit, a bag, and one of the tzitzis becomes puzzle. So there's a fascinating din in Hilchos Tzitzis that there's no issur to wear the talus in that situation. Why? Because there's no issur of wearing a bag without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah say in the Torah to put tzitzis in a bag. It's not an issur say, it's a mitzvah say. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make tzitzis because there's an issur the rice of being kosher. So you're onus from the mitzvah. So you're wearing a bag, and you can't do the mitzvah. So you have, now, if you're only wearing, the reason why you're wearing the talus is because of the mitzvah shaboy, that would not be logical to continue to wear it. You no longer have a mitzvah. But a person would have a fork on their garment, which they would wear as their clothing, even though it doesn't have tzitzis, it's going to be mutter to wear on Shabbos, and became possible because you can't put tzitzis in. You have no way to put tzitzis in. However, the problem with what we do over here is that now that that's true, that you can't put tzitzis in, so you have one tzitzis which is possible, and the other tzitzis which are kosher, your plan is to take out the tzitzis which is possible and replace it and fix the talus. So what's the status of the other three tzitzis at this point in time? So we said over here that the other three tzitzis become a masui. They're kosher, they're significant, but not playing the role they're supposed to play because they're not addressing the talus at this point in time. So that being said, they're considered a masui. So this introduces a whole new idea that you have something part of the baggage attached to the baggage. And when it's functioning properly, it's considered part of the Beged and bottle to the Beged. But it's not functioning properly, it becomes a significant item of its own, and now it's considered carrying when you have that item on the Beged. So this opens up a whole area of discussion.
Why is it different than the belt that was attached to the coat
Why is it different than the belt was attached to the coat? Since the belt was a meyuchar for that purpose, it doesn't have a cheshivas of its own normally, so that's why. But over here, since they have a cheshivas and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So let's go back to the coat. The person has a button on his coat. So buttons are made either for they can be ornamental. So those are definitely part of the Beged, or can be made for the purpose of closing your coat. Well, one of them is very loose, and you can't close the coat with it. If you put it on, you know it's going to rip off the button. So now this button is not functioning what's supposed to be functioning. Or you have a loop. Or the chayotim takes it even a step. You have a functioning loop. The loop is fine, but it loops around a button, and the button is missing. So now the loop has no function anymore because there's no button there. And you're planning to put the button back to have your loop take care of your loop around your button. So the chayotim says that's usur. You can't wear that garment outside of an eruv because you're carrying the loop. Let's say you have a loop which became one half of it. It's used to hang your coat. You have that little loop in the back and the side of the coat, and one end tears off. See, if you're not planning to fix it, it's not kosher, but it's bolted to the bag. If you're planning to fix it, it's kosher, but it's not bolted to the bag, but it's not functioning right now, so it's a problem. Person has a cleaner's tag inside of his garment. So if you're planning to rip it off, because you don't like keeping them there, so you're planning to remove this item, so that's not bolted to the bag, so then you're carrying it. If you don't mind keeping it there, so then it's bolted to the bag, and that's not a problem. You have washing instructions. And washing instructions, usually, most people keep it in the bag. That's not a problem. You have a shatnez label. You keep it in the bag, so you don't mind that it's there. So then it's not a problem. But cleaner is something which would be considered, something which you plan to do something about it. You haven't just done it yet. But meanwhile, it's considered off your eyes that you plan to do something about it. If it's not functioning, it becomes... it becomes something that was considered a masi. And that's it has a lot of interesting applications of this concept. Reserve buttons.
The loop for the button, though, why isn't that button to the bag?
Because it can't function right now because there's no button. That's what Chayyim says. So what are reserve buttons? This is a question that you have in your... So they're not really functioning anything to the Beged, because their whole function is to be there to be available later on when you use them. So basically, you're storing a button in your pocket. So you store a button in your pocket, you can't carry that on Shabbos. I'm storing a button in my pocket. I can't walk outside with buttons in my pocket. Well, I need them in case something happens. It doesn't. So I found a way to store it inside the jacket. In the bottom of my jacket, there's a reserve button. Our shirts have reserve buttons. In the bottom of the shirt, they have these extra buttons in case a button gets torn off. Is it considered a problem? So this is some clunkers in the poskim, how you look at the reserve buttons. So the Rosh Hashanah Zalman in the Shir Shabbos Kilchus quotes Rosh Hashanah Zalman that he says that it's mutter. The mice of the derech is that people leave them there, people just basically ignore them, they become bottled to the beggar. They don't. Now, some poskim suggest that it depends like this. If it's the average shirt, the reality is either you're not fixing the button. If you're fixing the button, you don't mean to say, look for that button, you have plenty of buttons to fix, etc. If it's a very special garment with a very special type of a button, and this button is unique, and you would need that button, so maybe that's considered more kosher, but it would be considered an issue. Fascinating question which comes up like this. So if we're saying something which Betsim has a function, but it's not functioning right now, it should be considered you're carrying it. So I have a zipper inside of my coat, and the zipper is to zip in a lining. So when I'm in the winter, the zipper is holding in the lining, so it's functioning. It's not a problem. In the summertime, when I take the lining out, so I have this half of a zipper not doing anything. It's just all the way around the zipper there inside of the sort of the Michlas Yitzchak raised this question. He doesn't understand exactly what's the pshat, why it should be mutter to wear that in the summer. He says the minhag olam is to do that. So he goes through different stadim to miyash minhag olam to understand why people are making on it. But it's a very good question. According to this chayotim, now there are persons who argue on the chayotim. The Shabur does bring the chayotim and he passes on the chayotim. There are persons who argue on the chayotim and say it's not significant. So maybe the minhag olam is in semach on those other poskim. That's a possibility to understand it, but it is an interesting question. Cufflinks. So a person has cufflinks inside of the his sleeves, so they're there to hold the sleeves together, two sides of the sleeve, and they're functioning and they're fine. Let's say he unties the two sides of the unconnects the two sides of the sleeve, leaves the cufflink sitting in there, not attaching anything, just sitting in there. So is that mutter to wear cufflinks that type of? And then that's the type of situation. It's not really functioning the way it's supposed to function. So according to this thought process, it's definitely something chashuv. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So it should be problematic. The only argument I can say, if that's ornamental, people would wear it like that's called normal to wear it. You know, nowadays they'll make a new style, you know, because it's, you know, every once in a while they come up with a new style. Like wear cufflinks with the shirts not connected, you know. That's, you know, somebody decided that's called normal. And then it becomes, if that's ornamental, so it's ornamental. So you have to figure out whether it's considered ornamental or not. I'd be more inclined that it's a problem. Your shoelaces are untied. So shoelaces are untied are not a problem. I said shoelaces are part of the shoes, even though they're not functioning what a shoelace has to do. But since you leave them in there all the time, that's more like your belt. You know, it's there even when they're untied. It's there in the bag. Okay. Just want to touch on the halachas of the Maris Ayin issues at the end of the Siman. Talks about the Maris Ayin issues a little bit. Let me just give some basic. The Shulchan Aruch raises this question and brings up this halacha that if a person has a beggar which gets wet and he wants to hang it up in a place to dry, and people will look at it and say, wow, the guy, perceive it possibly that the person washed something on Shabbos. So there's a Marasayan issue of hanging it up to dry. Seemingly, well, you didn't wash it on Shabbos, but people will not know that. That's just for Marasayan. This is for Marasayan. It says it's halacha, it's even also Bechadri Chador. So just give a little bit of background. Understand that there is a din of chashad. The Gemara says a person has to be careful that people shouldn't be chashed at him. The Pesukim of the Gemara brings Arvi Yisim, the Kiyam, Hashem, and Yisrael, which not Pashim Shat in the Pasuk. Over there it's referring to keeping their commitment. And by doing so, they will be clean in front of their responsibilities, but not that people will perceive them properly. But the Maaseh Chazal Darshan the Beisim the Kiyam that you should be perceived properly. You shouldn't be perceived doing something improper. So it's an Isra of Chashad. Rambam says it's an Isra Daraisa. That brings another. There's other Pesukim based in Tanakh besides the positive. But Rambam, that's an Isra Daraisa. The Isra Daraisa is only in a scenario where there's a possibility for a Chashad. So if I'm out in the middle of the desert, there's nobody around, so. There's no chashad because nobody sees what I'm doing anyway. There's no Jews around being chashed at me, so that there's no issur of chashad. Besides that, Chazal came along and Chazal specifically addressed certain areas, and they said these things are also because of Maris Ayin. Is that the same issur? Is that a different issur? Is the main fuel behind this or Maris Ayin because people will chashed you that you did something improper, which is the issur of chashad, or is it possibly a different problem? Chazal, people might learn from you to do the wrong thing. If Rabbi so and so is the winner, must be its mutter, and they'll do it, but they don't realize the details, so they might be learning improperly from the person. That's one possibility to understand this or Maris Ayin. Or specifically, Chazal said these were things which Chazal felt were significant enough they wanted to address them specifically. Once Chazal asked it, it's Aser. Once it's Aser even though nobody's around. Chadri Chadorim, it's all going to be Aser. That's why we have this halach, even though nobody's around. It's in your house, nobody can see it. If Chazal asked this action becomes an Iser to do. Mishabur does mention see a chiluk that this isur b'chadri chadorim the Gemara Tumor and Beya that chadri chadorim they only asked on some which is the chashad should be a deraisa. If the potential isur which the chashad is about is the deraisa, they asked b'chadri chadorim. If the potential isur is an isur d'rabbanan b'chadri chadorim, and nobody can see you, is going to be mutter. But over here, the chashash of the person did the malach of did kvis on Shabbos, which is the malach of Malabain. That's an issur d'oraisa. So it would be also even a chadri chador. Some which the chashash does not make sense at all. There is a garment which says dry. You know, a person has a suit jacket soaking wet. Nobody washes suit jackets in the washing machine, right? The dry cleaned only. So you didn't wash it. So up to that. So Ramosha says any beggar which is not normal to wash, this issue doesn't apply, right? Because that wasn't because I was referring to garments where people would be chashed you. Again, once that's true, it's also even b'chadri chador. But it has to be such an item which there's a chashad that a person possibly could could have washed it. Taking it a step further, he says, if you put it in a place where people normally would not place an item after, you want to take it downstairs in the most logical place. You have this rack where you dry things on, right? That's a great place to put it. That's exactly where what the Chazal said is an answer. To put it in a place where nobody would ever hang up something. You might put in the, you might dry something out in the bathroom over the rack. Okay, so that's where you, it's also right over your dining room table, right? Wouldn't it theoretically be a place where people normally would hang things to dry? So that'd be mutter to put it there because it's you wash it there and put it there to dry, right? So obviously there's some of the reason why it's there. That's an extreme case, obviously.
A raincoat
is a good argument that our raincoats are not normally washed.
Let's say you would wash raincoats. But
if it's a raincoat, which you would wash, then you have this problem.
Understood that the reason why it's wet is because it's raining outside?
Good. That's exactly what Chazal asked, you know. Right? Nice. Now,
what should you do with that?
No,
you're just putting it
in. So she can't really put it out to dry. You can put it, you know, you put it you can put it in your closet. It's not a normal place you normally put it.
The reason why you're not putting it in your closet, the only reason I'm putting it in the bathroom is because it's going to make everything wet in the closet.
Okay, so that's a problem. That's exactly what Chazal said. You can't put it in the bathroom.
You're trying to dry it.
I understand that, but the mice of people can say, wow, the guy, he washes raincoat. That's exactly what Chazal said. Now, calls to mind, you're wearing the garments, so do we have a problem with this? There's a chashash of schita while you're wearing the garment. So there's no, the Chazal said, once you wear, calls to mind, you're wearing the garment, even though it's wet, you're allowed to continue wearing it. However, a garment which is wet, which you're not wearing, a garment which is wet, which you're not wearing, you can't pick up, the Ramah says. Because the Shashi might come to squeeze it out. Let's say going back to your baggage, so the average case of the baggage, so there's an interesting question which comes up, socks. You know, socks are a very interesting question because the car you're doing skeet every time you, at some point in time, the socks, you know, they have that squelching sound. You're doing skeet every step that you take. So is that a problem? You know, forget about the gzeira utu skeeta, right? You might squeeze out your jacket. You're not squeezing out your jacket while you're wearing it, but your socks you are squeezing as you're walking. So the Orchas Rabbeinu from the Stipler, so he brings that the Stipler was machben on that issue. And that's exactly what that means. He stood still for the rest of Shabbos, I guess that's what it means. He took off his socks. He stopped and took off his socks. And then he would continue, you know, without the socks. The Maisa, the Ikar Locha, that's not a problem. There's a sefer called Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos is a delicious sefer, if you're allowed to say that about a sefer. It's on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and he made took the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. It's supposed to be like such a basic, brief, concise sefer, and made it this real long sefer about Mincha Shabbos. Like every single possibility that he could think of, you know, etc., etc., etc. So he has, like, you know, footnotes, copious footnotes. So he discusses this case, and he holds it. He said that it's mutter. That you're not mechaben for it. It's psikresh lo nichalei. It's covered adam. He rolls together a whole line of things. He says it's mutter. So you don't have to stop and take off your socks. But when you get home, you should take them off.
Wouldn't take them off, please.
Now he, that's a good question. I don't know if we're going to answer to that question. I don't know if we're going to answer the question. I have the same question myself. How exactly do you take it off? When you get home, you're supposed to take them off. Now, exactly how do you do it? You try to do it as gently as possible. You shouldn't be squeezing them. So just getting, give you a mashal, going back to the chashad issue, give me a mashal. I had this issue once, a teacher asked me a question, from science teacher, that they were doing a science project of dissecting clams. They needed some clams to dissect, so they allowed to go to the store, and to the produce market, you know, the section, you know, wherever your section, you call it the meat section, or whatever they called it, see the shellfish, that's what I'm looking for, section, and buy some clams. So in other words, is that a big problem of a Maris Ayin issue? So I said that the Chazal never came along and specifically asked buying clams, as I know of. There's no sif and shulchan says don't buy clams. But there is an issur of chashat. So if you're buying in a place where a Jew can see you, you would have an issur of chashat. So if you go to, you know, some certain neighborhoods where possibly you might have issues of security issues, but you wouldn't have an issur of chashat because there's nobody there who can see you who has a din of chashat. The chashat has been said another Jew. So the fact that be chashat that they're saying you're buying it, the chances are not going to, anyone's going to see you're buying it over there. So you go to a place where there's no Jews around to see you, be mutter to purchase it over there. So that's where the issur of chashat would apply. There's no chashat in that situation. Maris Ayin is something which Chazal asked specifically, so wherever you go, you're still going to have that problem. You can go to the deep inner city, and the only white person around for miles, it's still not going to help you. Chazal asked Maris Ayin. Okay, have a good morning.